Welcome to the Yoga Teacher Business Foundation course, designed to help teachers finally nail their niche, grow their confidence and their business savvy, and generate a consistent income of £2,000 sterling or more a month teaching part-time. If you've found filling your classes and growing your community frustrating, you're in the right place. These podcasts are deliberately designed as bite-sized nuggets of information to help you move from struggle and frustration to a career which is not only emotionally rewarding, but financially too. Welcome to part three of a series of podcasts looking at three things which I see hold yoga teachers back all the time and either slow down their progress towards building a sustainable business or cause them to give up altogether. The first podcast in this series looked at the internal beliefs that we might hold, which can hold us back, such as imposter syndrome or not feeling as though we're good enough with tech. The second looked at external factors, such as the economy being in recession, a saturated market, or not enough time to build a yoga business because you need to work to pay the bills. If you've not listened to those podcasts, you might like to see if any of these factors might be holding you back. In this, the final podcast of this series, I'd like to explore the final big thing which I believe can hold yoga teachers back, and that is having the wrong business model. First of all, what is a business model? Well, a business model is a plan that outlines three key things. First, the creation of value. In other words, what specifically is your business going to offer that people actually want and are willing to pay money for? It's getting really clear about your niche, essentially, and this is a whole other topic that I cover quite a bit in other podcasts. But let me say this for now. Do you think you just offer yoga? If you do, think again, because unless you can find your USP or unique selling point in marketing speak, you're at risk of being lumped in with every other yoga teacher out there. And anyone who finds you on a Google search or anywhere else has no idea why you might be a better yoga teacher for them than anyone else. Getting that right and how you package that as offers people want to pay for is the most important first step to building a sustainable business. If you miss this out, you're likely to spend months, if not longer, in the weeds, struggling to make ends meet, never mind build sustainable income that you can live on. The second piece is about delivering that value. In other words, how is your business model actually going to deliver that value to your student, your customer? What form or forms is it going to take? And finally, capture of value. And this is all about how your business is actually going to generate the revenue. It includes your pricing strategies, your revenue streams, and your cost structure. So how does this relate to building a yoga teacher business model? Well, it's simply making a decision about what you want to include as part of your overall vision for your business. The truth is, there are lots of business models that you can choose from, such as, do you want to offer face-to-face classes? Will that be part of your revenue stream? If you teach face-to-face, will you simply work for others, like a gym or another studio, or set up your own classes in community halls? Do you want to teach, or do you like the idea of doing private one-to-one sessions as part of your overall business revenue generation? Do you want to run a model where you teach from your own home? Do you want to have your own studio? Do you want to teach just for a side hustle to your main income? Do you want to run retreats or workshops as part of your business model and your way of generating income? Do you want to travel and teach? Do you want to offer online courses and/or memberships? And if so, who to exactly? Do you want to teach teachers and teach teacher training courses? Do you want to sell products? Have you thought maybe you might like to franchise a business model? You could have a business model that incorporates more than one of these things I've just talked through. But this is where the key pitfall comes in. Most yoga teachers haven't really thought this through, and they try to run before they can walk. Because here's what you really need to understand. Some of the models that I've just outlined require more skill, more knowledge, and more experience. They may require more resources, more investment and time than others. So let's give some simple examples here. Say setting up a space in your own home or renting or building your own studio is something you want to do. Well, that's going to require a lot more knowledge, time, skill, and investment than just setting up some little classes in a community center. Unless you've already done an awful lot of due diligence and you've validated your offers, showing that people are interested and they will buy, you're going to put a lot at risk with this business model. Of course, if you've already done all the preliminary work, then go for it. But this is where, in psychology, we talk about something called irrational exuberance, where someone's really excited about the goal, but they haven't really thought it through or done enough research or validation first. Tony Robbins, the big personal development guru from the States, used to talk about walking east to find a sunset. You'll walk a long time and the journey will be frustrating and still not produce results as you pivot and you learn. A second really good example that I see and hear about all the time is the going online model. Again, I have a few podcasts about this already, so do seek them out. But for now, here's my advice. If you haven't been teaching long, if you haven't proven that you can make sustainable income face to face and that people are actually interested in you and what you teach and the offers that you put in front of them, as opposed to anyone else, you are not ready for online. You're trying to run before you can walk. The third common example that I see where teachers have their business model all wrong is running workshops and retreats too early. These are topics I'll cover more in future podcasts, but for now, my one key tip here is do not try to sell a workshop or a retreat until you have a good number of regular, loyal students. I'd say around 100 regular students and an email list of more than that. Truthfully, retreats fill with students who know, like, and trust you. Filling retreats to people who don't know you from Adam is one of the toughest, most disheartening sells I know. So here's my three tips for not falling into the wrong business model trap. First of all, be honest about your skill and your knowledge level right now. I know it sounds obvious, but in reality, I see this happen. Yoga teachers falling into this irrational exuberance trap, getting carried away with the thought of having their own studio or running retreats or making thousands teaching online from a beach somewhere. But they don't even have the foundations in place, which means they are more at risk of floundering, of getting frustrated, getting overwhelmed, and losing money. If you're just setting out and you aren't clear on your niche and you know marketing and business skills are something that you know little about, you are not ready to go to some of the higher stage level models. It's trying to run before you can walk. It's like joining a new company where you're just beginning to learn the ropes and wanting to be CEO by week four. If you're serious about building a sustainable business model, you absolutely must ensure that you build and validate what you offer first. And then you build a little more. You validate. Keep going. Be enthusiastic and determined, yes, but you must also think like a business. And truthfully, not all yoga teachers are ready for that. The second tip I have is that have a big dream by all means, but plan a strategy for growth. It sounds boring and it sounds obvious, I know, but when we're captured by this irrational exuberance, somehow rational thinking goes out the window. But building a business that's sustainable is about getting laser focused on three things. Where am I now in this journey? And this is where being honest with yourself really matters. Where do I want to be? And I encourage teachers on my mentoring course to really think hard in terms of short, medium, and longer term goals. What are the next most important steps I need to take to get to the next milestone? So, for example, if you're new and you're just starting out, but your big game plan is to have a studio one day, your main focus should be on getting experience teaching and finding what the gaps are in the market, in the area that you're thinking of setting up your studio. You should be thinking about upskilling your business savvy for running a studio if you've never done this before. Absolute focus on what actually matters is going to be crucial, which leads to my final tip. Set milestones and goals, and the steps that you need to absolutely focus on to achieve those goals. Have you ever had days or weeks or even months where it feels like you've been working really hard, but your business hasn't grown? You've not filled your classes. There's no steady stream of inquiries coming in. You've maybe advertised a class and either got disappointing numbers or worse, crickets. It's really easy to be busy, in inverted commas, but not doing the stuff that's actually going to bring in the growth that your business needs. In the Pathway to Profit mentoring course, we learn about what I call the moving the needle tasks. What do I mean by that? I mean the relatively small number of tasks which will genuinely and measurably grow your business so that you can see increased student numbers, increased revenue, increased profit, things that are tangible. These are tasks which are absolutely necessary in order for you to get to the next milestone. So, for example, working out your niche and devising a clear offer before you spend any time on advertising. One example of wasting time on tasks that won't move the needle are endless posts on Instagram. Honestly, if that's a strategy that you're employing right now, let me ask you, how many inquiries, new students, clients, or offers have you sold on the back of that posting? The chances are not a lot, if anything at all. And if you're not generating regular inquiries and sales from posting on social media, that's vanity, not sanity. So to sum up, your business model matters. Choose a business model that matches your skills and abilities right now. Don't fall for running workshops when you haven't even got a loyal and reasonably large community of regular students. Focus on the latter first. Don't start trying to build an online course or a membership when you haven't proven that your style and approach brings people in face to face with memberships and offers they want to pay for. Validate your offer, build your confidence in what you do first, and know that your business model can absolutely change and grow and adapt as you gain more confidence and more skill. So, how clear are you on your business model? Are you trying to run before you can walk? If any of this resonates for you, if you realize perhaps you're not clear on your business model, or you need help with what to focus on to start achieving faster results and you want to lay the foundations for a sustainable yoga business, then perhaps I can help. Over 12 weeks, I help aspiring yoga teachers understand how to build a profitable part-time business generating between £2,000 to £4,000 sterling a month. They learn how to create a business model and a marketing strategy that means that they can transition from other employment to part-time business, which they can then choose to scale if that's what they'd wish to do. They learn how to build the foundations of a business that they can then scale up. Or they can keep it as I do, a nice little part-time income, doing something that is truly rewarding. If you'd like to know more about how this 12-week mentoring and coaching program might help you, contact me direct at shona@fastmail.com. Seriously, I know I can help. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I hope you find these tips helpful. With over a decade of experience and into my 70s now, I'd like to think that I can help other yoga teachers find a rewarding career teaching yoga. I run a foundation training course in business skills for yoga teachers, designed specifically to give them a solid base and business savvy upon which they can build and scale up if they choose. If you're interested in learning more, drop me a line at shona@fastmail.com. Meanwhile, do subscribe to the podcast. Let me know if you have any feedback or topics you'd like to listen to. And go out there and bring your yoga to the students that you were meant to serve. Namaste.